Live from the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Gerber. This is the Steve Gerber Show. I am America's voice, fierce and fearless. Thank you for being here. Somebody's got to tell you the truth. I'm ready to do it, so I hope you're ready as well. Here are the three big things you need to know right now. Number one, the new energy crisis is here. And even though most Americans cannot afford an electric car, the Biden administration just laughs and says, sure you can. Number two, millions of Americans are saying, see you later, when companies demand they get the vaccine. In fact, it's setting all-time records. We'll tell you more about that. And number three, with the emergence of Omicron, the latest variant sending the New World Order into a panic that demands compliance, it's also threatening to derail an economy worldwide that is seemingly fragile. It seems like there are several components of the Great Reset that are being pursued all at the same time. COVID fear is used to whip up climate change fear that is used to promote tax hikes and government crackdowns on freedom that are all happening simultaneously. And while that's going on, we're seeing crime surge in this country in all sorts of ways, from smash and grabs at high-end retailers to 100,000 people dead from illegal drugs flowing over the southern border, 100,000. Seems there are a lot of problems that are backing up and getting piled on us at the same time, no question about that. So let me start here by saying we've got to take a deep breath. We've got to figure out what we're dealing with, and we've got to focus on solutions, not panic. Not panic. Over on Chicken Noodle News, both viewers of Chicken Noodle News, better known as CNN, both of them got a treat over the weekend when contributor Scott Jennings actually took time to tell the truth about the problems with the Biden administration. Listen.
The whole policy debate going on inside the Democratic Party right now shows what a mess the whole thing is for Joe Biden. You mentioned gas prices. On the one hand, he's shutting off pipelines and begging our friends in the Middle East to pump out more oil. And on the other hand, he's releasing the reserves and claiming it's going to lower prices. But we're not going to see that gas in the pipeline until, December or January. It's a complete and total mess. On the one hand, he says, well, rich people have to pay their fair share. And then you've got Democrats celebrating, as the senator just said, passing a bill that gives massive tax breaks to some of the wealthiest people in the United States. The mess is in the messaging, and the mess is in normal life. Nothing's going to get better until people feel like life is back to normal. Can I buy the stuff I want to buy? Is gas outrageous? Can I go sit at my favorite little local diner and the sitting area is actually open? And my kids' school still under threat of being closed from, time to time? It's normal life.
That's all they want back is normal life. Remember, Joe Biden basically promised we were back to normal in July. Independence from the virus. Only about 150 days too early, because here we are with Omicron, the latest panic factor. Omicron is panic for we're losing control of the peasants. That's what it means. It's a Greek word. It means we're losing control of the peasants. So let's roll it out there. Omicron. By the way, the record number of fatal overdoses, well over 100,000 dying a year now in the United States. Those are the documented deaths. And how do you figure out where they're coming from? Well, it can be traced directly to the border crisis, a border crisis exacerbated, allowed by Joe Biden and his border czar, Kamala Harris. The border crisis, it's of no concern to them. But for 100,000 people and their families, it's a tragic disaster. Listen.
The real problem are the criminal drug networks in Mexico that are mass producing fentanyl, which is driving the overdose deaths that we're seeing. And so we should be really clear that 64% of all those overdose deaths are attributable to fentanyl. About a quarter of those deaths are attributable to methamphetamine. Those two drugs are being man-made, mass produced in Mexico, sourcing chemicals mostly coming from China. What those criminal drug networks then do is they flood the United States with those drugs in any way they can, whether it's the border, by air, by ports. Those networks want to sell drugs to Americans. It's how they profit. And so they will exploit any vulnerability that they can.
It's the business plan. Give them all drugs. It doesn't matter. It's the business plan being put forth by the cartels and being allowed by the U.S. government, being ignored by Joe Biden and your border czar, Kamala Harris. How long until she gets replaced, by the way? Joe Biden can't go the distance. Don't kid you. Joe Biden cannot go the distance. You know that, and so do I. He lost a step before he ever took the oath of office. He's lost a couple of steps since then, it seems. And the country dislikes Kamala Harris a bit more than it dislikes Joe Biden, whose approval ratings are now in the high 30s. So it's going to be a problem, no question. By the way, one of the other things that Joe Biden said he solved, not just the pandemic and had independence from the virus, that was one thing. Then, of course, it was the economy. That's another thing he said he's doing great on. And what about the economy that he's doing great on? Well, as I told you in the last hour, there's no place to put the containers, these giant shipping containers that are held on scores of ships bobbing off the coast of California. Trucking issues, you see. Just one of the problems. And if the mandates are pushed through, you'll have massive trucking problems in America. It's just hard trying to get stuff moved. Listen to this report.
With a record number of containers piled high at the ports of L.A. and Long Beach, idle cranes may be a surprising sight.
There's no room in the yard to offload a vessel.
Local Longshoremen Union President Ramon Ponce de Leon took us dockside to explain why it now takes so much longer to unload these ships.
It's normally cooking around here. Everybody's moving. But because there is no space in the yard, there's not that much we can offload.
So that's why we're not seeing a lot more cranes moving around.
That's correct.
Increased consumer spending during the pandemic led to even more imports clogging up the ports.
Do you guys take pride in the amount of containers you can move?
Oh, definitely. It's like a game. It's a challenge. It's fun, you know.
Crane operator Rick McCray used to work a lot faster. How long would it take you in general to unload a ship like this?
Probably 3.5-4 days.
How long is it taking now?
It's taking about 9.
3 times as long, like I told you in the last hour. 3 days becomes 9. Well, you multiply that across however many scores of ships are out there. COVID, the border, inflation, crime. Oh, yeah, crime. Another problem facing this administration they're doing nothing about. Smash and grab attacks at people staying away, afraid they'll get caught in the middle of it all. You've seen this in California. Listen to this.
So it is kind of scary. And the fact that this has happened now makes me wonder if I should even walk in there.
Following a string of so-called smash-and-grab robberies, striking retail stores across the state. Wednesday night outside Los Angeles, suspects attacked a department store security guard, snatching $25,000 worth of high-end purses.
They attacked him with some kind of a caustic chemical. After the initial suspect attacked the security guard, additional suspects entered the location and removed a number of high-value, high-dollar purses.
Down the sidewalk!
Criminals seen using similar tactics in the heart of San Francisco.
Yeah. Makes you want to go shopping in Los Angeles and San Francisco and Oakland, doesn't it? Looks like a nice place for the boys and girls. Don't waste your time Christmas shopping when you can spend your time Christmas shoplifting. More smashing and grabbing and running like a crazy person. Whatever. Those stores will not be there. This is not a business model for anyone. Quick break. I'll be right back.
I'm Craig Stiles, Financial Advisor and Managing Director with Stiles Miller & Clark Group, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. It's been a confusing year, especially when trying to cover your essentials, maintaining your lifestyle, and planning for the unexpected. Things we thought we knew change rapidly, affecting our comfort and forcing us to question what we are doing. Assurance is something we all seek, especially during times of financial uncertainty. I'm experiencing the same market conditions and living with similar issues that my clients seek to resolve. Saving for college, planning for retirement, building a business, or maintaining current lifestyles when those unexpected situations arise. You're unique. So are your financial goals. I welcome the opportunity to work with you to help provide certainty in your financial life. Please give me a call at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
Hey, what's up? Thinking about you. XOXOXO. Want to snuggle, dot, 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 JK. Hit me back. You getting these texts? Question mark. We should hang later. I miss you. Holla at your boy. Holla back. Holla back. Holla back. Are you at home? Where are you? What are you doing? OMG. You are making me mad. Are you with your ex? You better text me back. I'm waiting outside your house.
Relentless, aggressive texting is like sending an angry robot to deliver your message. When does the robot become dangerous? Let us know at thatsnotcool.com.
That's not cool.com.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.